DA extracts key commitments from President Ramaphosa in the fight against the business mafia. During the course of an oral parliamentary session in the National Council of Provinces yesterday, the DA managed to extract unequivocal commitments from President Ramaphosa in relation to the ongoing fight against the business mafia. I challenge President Ramaphosa with the fact that the issue of construction mafia has morphed into a classic mafia practice. So-called business forums, often aided and abetted by taxi association-aligned security companies, arrive at businesses, heavily armed with assault rifles, and close down the business. They then demand that they be given the rights of the appointment of security and cleaning staff, amongst other functions. They also typically demand a Zuma-approved 30% stake in the business. Shortly after submitting the original questions to the presidency, there was a flurry of deployments to these units, boosting them from one SAPS member per province to functional units. Whether by coincidence or by pressure, this development is welcomed. The fact remains that there are many businesses, not only construction firms, remain captured since Ramaphosa made his SONA promise in 2020. A further grave concern is that the provincial national steering committees comprising business, SAPS, SSA and NPA repeatedly complain about the lack of SAPS representation in their monthly meetings. Broudisset challenged the president too. One, urgently establish a presidency hotline where such business captures can be reported and be received the required SAPS intervention in order to smash these mafia cartels once and for all. Establish a witness protection program that ensures the physical, mental, and financial well-being of those reporting these crimes. And finally, establish a specialized prosecution unit dealing with only the crimes pertaining to mafia-style business capture. President Ramaphosa, in response, thanked the DA for their suggestions and undertook to ensure better participation in the steering committees by the SAPS, and in particular, to prioritize witness protection and specialized prosecution with the Ministers of Police and Justice, respectively. These commitments are welcomed, and the DA will closely monitor progress through engagement with key stakeholders in the fight to destroy mafia cartels once and for all.